Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10, and they will be at Gillette Wednesday live as training camp gets underway for the New England Patriots. Curtis and Courtney are back on this show. Speaking of that, Curtis, not everybody believes that the Patriots are a lock this season when it comes to the over.
Yeah, there was a story at ESPN.com that all their insiders sort of weighed in on the best bets and the worst bets. And the second on the list for worst bets was the over 8.5 win total for the Patriots. They say more than doubling a win total from the year prior, no matter how many changes you make, is wishful thinking, that it's far more likely that they'll be under and you get more juice going with the under because so many people have taken the over for the win total for the
Patriots. Unless you're the Washington Commanders.
I look at the Patriots schedule. We did it whenever that was, like a month ago when I was here. Yeah. That to me, it's a no-brainer. As long as Drake May is healthy, and he's got a more likely chance to remain healthy given the offensive line upgrades, even if it's not an all-time great offensive line, you have Josh McDaniels, who is a better coordinator than Scott Van Pelt's brother. You have Mike Vrabel, who's a better coach than Gerard Mayo.
Yep.
The only question, I don't know the health status of the defensive coordinator from Detroit. Have you guys seen anything on that?
No, I haven't seen anything on it.
He wasn't here for the off-season mandatory workouts, right? Because of some health
issues. Yeah, some, yeah.
So that could be, I guess, concerning. I don't know. But I just think the team's better. Steph Diggs opening camp off the PUP list is a huge development.
I'm overly excited about that, but I think that's huge.
Huge. Yeah.
Especially with how often he's been working out with Drake. Like, they've been together quite a bit this offseason. So the fact that he's not only just working out with him and practicing, but the fact that he's going to be able to actually go, we thought it was just like good team bonding. This is actually going to be very helpful for
them. If they finish with 7 wins, I think it's a failure. I don't know if anybody looks at that and says that's a success.
If you double your win total from the year prior, that's a failure?
Yeah, I don't think anybody expects, like, you think that's a success for this football team?
7-8 wins is a success, yes.
No way.
I mean, the Patriots fired a coach that equaled the win total of the greatest coach of all time from the year prior. I feel like this season, this team winning 7 games is a failure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I don't think
then you should be prepared for a failure of a season. Like, if you think 7 or 8
then
wins,
you're wrong about
failure.
Drake May. If that's what happens, you're dead wrong.
I'm absolutely not. First of all, you can't just go from being on a 3-win team to being like an MVP candidate at quarterback.
Okay,
not exactly.
Well, let's go through great quarterback's second full year as a starter.
Yeah, the guy he gets compared to the most took 3 years to be a really good NFL starter.
Well, he got great when who arrived?
Yeah, Steph Diggs in his prime. This is a 32-year-old Steph Diggs.
Greg, I can't
coming
do it this
injury.
Year. I already feel the agita.
No,
of
you
it, of
coming from the guy who also put
May.
The Red Sox in the World Series before the season. Like you're
well, this I mean, is Greg the had time, the parade over the break.
This is the first time anybody's going to say this to you. You're being way too optimistic about the teams of this city.
Well, that's
prior to the season.
That's
started.
The Mahalo spirit.
Yeah, it's just like I think it's insane that people expect more than double your win total from last year
because Shime can't hear. This, Greg, if Drake May is healthy for 17 games and they win seven or fewer, Drake May ain't it.
Yeah.
Okay, Curtis.
Listen, we have always credited a team that's coached by Bill Belichick with getting an extra couple wins, mm-hmm. whatever. Am I right about that?
Yep.
Can you not look back at last year and suggest that Gerard Mayo may have cost you a couple wins and that you should... Your win total, which was four, or you like to call it three, because
it was three,
but should have been more.
I mean, maybe, but like you can't really point. There weren't enough close
games. The
Colts
and the Titans, the Colts and the Titans, you can put directly on Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, you couldn't get stops when it mattered most, right? In overtime against the Titans, and then on that 19-play drive by the Colts.
So they're going to have a better defense. And Josh Allen, other than his first year as rookie year. Has won 10 games or more every year as a starter. So even though, whereas times he was struggling in his first 3 years as a starter without Steph Diggs, they were still winning. Like, I think when I look at this Patriots team, my expectations going into the season are better coaching staff, better offensive coordinator. The defense will be better because of the additions they made. The offensive line should be a better offensive line because they drafted a left tackle at number with their first overall pick, who was the fourth pick taken, correct? So if you win seven games, then
well, you also acknowledge that the in from your perspective, the defense got better.
Yeah, the schedule's easier. So I kind of agree with Curtis on this one. Like if you win seven games, then that means Josh Allen. That means Drake May, his performance.
I just don't think the offensive line is nearly as good as you guys think it is. Like,
yeah, but you also keep saying doubling your wins, like that has to be a success, but it's not really doubling the wins for Drake May. Drake May wasn't in for the first win.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Correct.
And so...
Yeah, so if Drake May goes from one win to seven, that's pretty good.
Great. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, for playing in the amount of games he played in for his first season to now playing a full season, having a full off season under his belt, like, I don't think you're giving him enough credit.
Greg, I think you're exactly right, Courtney. I just, if everybody around Drake May has to be great, why did you use a top five pick on him?
I'm not saying everybody has to be great, but they have to be better than the worst in football, Curtis.
But
they were the 32nd ranked offensive line last year.
Right, and they'll be better.
How much better?
Transcendent quarterbacks elevate everyone else. They don't require great players all over the offense to be good.
I agree, but you can't just be... sometimes you're not just transcendent overnight either. Again, Josh Allen was not elevating people in his second year in football.
Drake May wasn't transcendent at North Carolina.
Yes, he was way better in his junior year, and he was good in his senior year when he had zero talent.
What was his signature win in college?
Okay, Curtis, good for you. There's a lot of quarterbacks didn't have Patrick Mahomes didn't have a signature win in college.
Right, and he got to the NFL and elevated everyone around him.
Yeah, because he had the greatest offensive coordinator, arguably in NFL history, and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. That kind of helps.
Okay,
you have Josh McDaniels and the corpse of Steph Diggs.
What's the quarterback Andy Reid coached that had 50 touchdown passes before Patrick Mahomes?
He made Alex Smith a legitimately good quarterback in the playoffs.
Nobody even came close to the numbers Mahomes had.
Yes, because Mahomes is really good, plus Andy Reid made him great. If Mahomes doesn't have Andy Reid at the start of his career, he's not as great off the rip. It's very simple.
Josh Allen, his second year, 20 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, over 3,000 yards.
Yep.
And the team went 10-6. Like I said, when I look at this Patriots, this football team, anything under 8 wins, to me, is a failure, because my expectations are that when you do what you did and you bring in Vrabel, you bring in Josh McDaniels, even Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator in Mac Jones' rookie year with, I would say, less talent on offense, mm-hmm. won 10 games. I think Josh McDaniels has more talent versus Mac's rookie year. Right. So when you look at the deck that he's going to be, you know, playing with, mm-hmm. is better than what Mac had when Mac was a rookie and Mac went. And I think Drake May is far better mm-hmm. than Mac Jones.
Yeah. All right. Derek, the Steelers fan, I think wants to weigh in on this. I'm fine with that when we come back. 617 texter asking if we're going to talk about the Gwyneth thing. I don't know. I don't know if we can.
In my mind, I'm trying to figure out what the word I'm going to use.
About the Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to use a word?
Well, I'm just...
Okay, all right, think about the words.
Yeah.
We will be right back.